When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, business strategies on a silver platter every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Make sure you check out our free guides that you can download, our free video course, full 7-part video course over at 100mba.net. We want to see you win with business. In today's episode, you will learn product tutorials, video versus text. Should you use video or text with your product tutorials? Whether it's an online course or a piece of software, you gotta give some sort of direction, an orientation, tutorials to show your customers how to best utilize your product. But there's a debate out there. Is video better for tutorials or is text better? Well, I've tried them both. On several occasions, I'm going to share my own experiences and give you my advice when it comes to the topic. So let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe. One of SumoMe's apps, which is the List Builder, is probably the most popular app on the web. SumoMe powers over 500,000 websites, and it's for good reason. They help you grow your email list and your website traffic. It installs on any kind of website, and you can get it absolutely free forever. Just go to the special link, 100mba.net/sumome. Again, that's 100mba.net/sumome. Product tutorials are essential. They're actually critical to the success of your customers and to prevent people from refunding. The whole point of a product tutorial is to help people best utilize your product, to make sure that they're using it right and that they're not frustrated. Now, obviously, it's awesome if you can create something that's completely intuitive and doesn't require tutorials, but programs and software like that is few and far. In fact, every kind of software, no matter how intuitive it is, has onboarding or has some sort of on-screen tutorials. So the question is, should you go with video tutorials or text tutorials? So we've used both with our products and services, whether it's the $100 MBA or Webinar Ninja. And both of them have their positives and negatives. Now, with Webinar Ninja, a piece of software that's very intricate, it's got lots of features and it does a lot of things, tutorials are really important. The basic stuff like how to create a webinar and things like that, it's pretty intuitive. People know how to do that pretty quickly. We do have some on-screen tutorials. But there are other things like how do you create a paid webinar? Or how do I change the expiration of a replay page? These are a little bit more intricate and require maybe a quick tutorial. With the $100 MBA, we wanted to make sure that we welcome people, make sure they feel great and happy they made the choice to join the $100 MBA. And we also wanted to give them instructions on how to take the course. And we do this actually with every single course inside the $100 MBA. So there's like a mini orientation or a starter video for every single course. Now, with the $100 MBA, it's primarily video. We choose video for our tutorials. We do have text on screen as well. But we felt like because it's a whole video-based course, video would work well. And it did. Now, with Webinar Ninja, all our tutorials used to be video. But then we quickly realized maybe that's not the best idea for software or for how to do something. People want to scan and read very quickly how to do something. They want to use Command F or Control F, depending on what computer you're using, and just find or search a certain term. And sometimes with how-tos, text is a whole lot faster than watching a video. Even if the video is like 2 minutes long, you got to scrub through the video to find exactly where it is versus just scanning a page on a website, that might be a whole lot faster. So what we did is with the major features, like how to create a webinar, when people come on the Webinar Ninja platform, we give them a video, a quick video, a fun video. So we do a few videos for the major aspects. These are very, very quick and snappy. But for the more detailed features, we did text, and we have a support portal where we have a bank of a lot of support tutorials for you to just refer to. You can search on the site, and we have a huge search bar right when you get to the support portal to make it easy for them. Video does have this innate value, like production value, but often when it comes to how to do a certain thing or feature, or even just a summary of what you just learned, text is sometimes a lot faster. For example, we have a free course on WebinarNinja.co called the Ultimate Webinar Course. And it is the Ultimate Webinar Course. It's amazing. But on every day of the course, we give a cheat sheet. And this cheat sheet is in text. And it's a summary of what to remember from what you learned that day. And it's something that you can actually print out and put it right next to you when you're doing a webinar. This is super handy. It's like a checklist. And it allows you just to refer to it quickly and remind yourself of what you learned during that course. So in summary, video is great for general instructions or for the major aspects of your program or your software. Again, we use video in the $100 MBA. We actually have a full course called Orientation, broken up into several videos showing them how to navigate around the site or the members area. But when it comes to the details of how to do something, text is always stronger. Now remember, text is a reminder. It's a way to drill in information. I always talk about this. A lot of people don't know this, but something I learned as a teacher, a trained teacher, is that learning is not just comprehension, it's retention. You have to be able to retain the information so you can use it. And that's where text comes in handy. I got more on today's lesson, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Atlassian. Team up with Atlassian, makers of collaboration software that lets teams work and communicate better together. Atlassian is one of my favorite companies out of Australia, because they create real solutions to real problems that businesses have. Let me tell you about some of these solutions, some of these apps that they create. Assign, track, and manage tasks for any project, no matter how complex. That's the clarity of Jira. Create and share content, organize results, and bring team members up to speed. That's the flexibility of Confluence. Instant message or video chat with your team from any device. That's the freedom of HipChat. Test, review, and manage code in real time. That's the power of Bitbucket. The best thing about Atlassian software is that it's easy to use. I love how simple and clean it is. Visit Atlassian.com and see Jira, Confluence, HipChat, and Bitbucket in action for yourself. Give your team everything they need to organize, discuss, and complete shared work. Again, that's Atlassian.com. Help teams everywhere team up to create what's next. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, I want to emphasize something. The way you design your program, whether it's a course, a piece of software, whatever it is you're selling that you're giving a tutorial for, the way you design it should be intuitive, the way they go through it. The purpose of a tutorial is a reference point. It's a reference. It's if they need a reminder or a refresher. They shouldn't have to refer to the tutorials, you know, month after using or knowing your program. The tutorials are there to remind them or to reference to if they need it, when they need it. But most of us, when we use a really good piece of software or a really good program or a tutorial that we're doing, or if we're learning a new skill on a course or an online course, we kind of understand how to use it. We don't have to refer to the tutorials too often. If you're finding your users are referring to the tutorials a little bit too often, you may want to refine the way you design the actual program or course or software, the UI or the UX. And the way to do this is to track your tutorials via Google Analytics, and you could do this easily. We have a course on Google Analytics inside the $100 MBA. We have a couple lessons here on the show, so you can check that out on our website as well. Guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found value in it. Guys, remember, every weekend we do Q&A weekends. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at support@businessrepublic.net. We'd love to answer them on the weekends on Saturday and Sunday. All right, guys, before I go, I want to leave you with this. Tutorials don't have to be boring. They can be fun. They could be interesting. Add your personality. Have fun with it. Add a GIF or two. It's all good. If they can enjoy your tutorials, they'll enjoy your program and enjoy the purchase. They'll feel like, hey, I made the right choice. These people are all right. All right, guys. I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.